podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
I hate phrases, turns of phrase that involve hurting animals.
Yeah, yeah. I know. I get that, mate. I get that.
And I'm not into it.
It's an old
cat in here.
Yeah.
Shut up.
They're all old sayings, though, aren't they, from a different time.
Yeah, they are. And I follow an account on Insta called My Bird Buddy, and it's all about birds and the loving of birds.
Is this our mate? What's his name? Sean Dooley?
No, it's not. But he be across his two. Mm. Damn, we should have got him on. Anyway, I want to ask people to stop using anti-bird language, okay? Because we've all got a bird bias, and I think that even if you think you don't, really look into yourself.
Okay.
And a lot of us use these turns of phrase.
All right.
And I think that we can do better.
Okay.
Okay? Let's chuck some game show music on it. So you know the phrase, kill two birds with one stone?
Yeah, yeah.
You know how much I hate that.
I know you hate that one.
Yeah. It's cancelled, my bird buddy said.
It would be impressive, though.
That's horrible. It says, absolutely unprovoked violence. What did they do to you? And I agree.
Yeah, true.
That's why we don't like it. What to say instead? Feed two birds with one scone. Okay, better?
If you say scone to me instead of scone, mate, we're going to...
But I think stone and scone.
You're better ducking because those stones are coming for you.
Feed two birds with one scone.
Yeah.
You know.
It doesn't rhyme with stone.
Yeah,
no, I know.
You know, so, okay. Bird brain.
Oh.
See? That's not nice,
like that.
Is it?
Yeah. I think you're being a bit...
Well, it's factually incorrect, they say here. Corvids can solve multi-step puzzles, understand water displacement, and hold multi-generational grudges against specific humans.
Oh, just like me.
Yes. So what to say instead? Less intelligent than a crow.
Oh, that's too wordy.
Too wordy.
Bird brain. Less intelligent than a crow. Nah, you've lost me.
I was going to say litaka.
No.
Maybe
absolutely
we'll...
Absolutely not.
Litaka. Okay. That's a wild goose chase.
Yeah.
Okay, well, hang on a minute.
What?
Stop blaming the geese for your poor organisational skills. Okay? A goose knows where it's going.
Right, okay.
So stop. It's anti-bird language. We're not doing that anymore. Instead of a wild goose chase, we're saying a pointless side quest.
Okay.
That's good.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's at least not more wordy.
Mm, yeah. Don't be a chicken, Tom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see, now that's anti-bird language, you know. And if anyone has ever had a chicken, they know that they have the terrifying confidence of an apex predator.
They are pretty scary.
And you've
scaredy
had chickens.
Cat, scaredy cat's probably more.
No, well, it's slanderous, Tom, and it's factually inaccurate. Because don't be a chicken. What about your bravery is lacking, unlike a hen who will fiercely battle a snake for a single kernel of corn.
Too wordy.
Once again.
Someone's written these out and not actually verbalised them and gone, this would make a great article.
Okay, well, look, we know, with the cats especially, there's one that loves flipping the bird. Flipping the bird.
Yeah.
Okay. And I don't mind a flipping the bird.
Yeah.
But also, when it gets down to the language of it, it's a bit anti-bird language, isn't it? Because it's like flipping a bird.
Well, I also think flipping the bird's an Americanism. I would say up yours.
Okay, well, so...
Or give you the finger.
Look, they say here, birds are wholesome beings who just want snacks. Okay, please leave them out of your hostile interactions. So, Bailey, this one might be for you.
Okay.
Instead of flipping the bird, just say, I offered a one-fingered gesture of immense disrespect.
I hate this person.
And maybe...
I hate all of this.
Mate, I want you to try and eliminate anti-bird language that you know is in your heart.
This is the woke bird community. Far too woke.
Mate, I'm offering you a one-fingered gesture of immense disrespect.
Okay.
See how that works?
Yeah. Here's two of them.
Oh, two birds and one scone.
Well, do you know what I was worried you were going to say was the bird in the hand and the bush.
No, I don't understand.
And that's the one I don't like because I don't like the word bush. Tone has called through.
Insta.
Morning, Tone. What are your thoughts on the bird comments?
Look, I'm going to be honest. To start off with, there was only a mild frustration for what the birds do to my car when I park it under a tree.
Okay.
But after listening to Loggy's words of ethical wisdom, we'll call them, I'm now more and more keen to actually test out whether I can get two birds with one stone.
No, don't you dare, Tone!
I'm going to take that next step.
No, you're not.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
after the show sometimes, I like to go pop down to Coles and get myself a Cheesy Mike scroll.
You do.
It's a little something to nibble on. Sort of lunchtime by that point for us, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
So I did that yesterday. And I'm obviously crutching my way around at the moment because of the injury.
Well, you've got crutches. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
So you're not like walking like back arched backwards and just forward.
I'm not crutch forward. No.
No. Just want to make sure.
Yeah.
That everyone knows what That's we're right. talking about.
So, and I'm not much using both crutches.
I can't anymore with you.
It's very slow. So.
Your doctor said to you that you have to be on crutches. I saw you today holding two crutches with one hand and limping and being like, amazing, I've got this.
I had to carry a coffee as well and my laptop bag. Well, there was a lot.
That's when you call me and say, oi.
No, I don't have time for that.
Okay.
So I had the one crutch and I'm sort of it's a slower trip is what I'm saying to get from sort of where we are on Mirrible Street down and along that red brick sort of entrance and then all the way through into Coles because it's over the other side of Westfield.
Yeah.
It's very inconvenient.
It's so easy,
isn't it? If Target could start selling Cheesy Mike scrolls, that'd be so good for me.
Yeah.
Just for now. Anyway, so crutching my way along and you go past, like there's sushi and then there's the cafe and there's the square in the middle of Westfield.
Yeah.
And then you go, the service desk is on the left and on the right is Bras and Things.
Yes.
We've talked before about walking past Bras and Things as a man.
As a woman too.
Yeah, right. Well, you're like, well.
No, I like, you know.
In a different life, mate. In a different life.
Well, it's nice. Female form, beautiful.
Yeah, but I mean, like you looking at those what they sell and being like, I could wear that.
Yeah, yeah. If my skin wasn't so itchy.
It's okay. We all know your sexy underwear is the old Bonds black.
Yeah. Stop thinking about them.
I can't stop. It's making me feel weird. Yeah. Anyway, so.
I don't have any strap arrangements under what I'm wearing right now. But you like that.
What? No, but as a man, like, because you don't want to seem, and the same policy applies at the gym.
Yeah.
You don't want to make anyone feel weird and you don't want to seem like a perv, right? Yeah. So you're looking anywhere but.
Yeah.
So
humans look too, you know what I mean? But, so it's going to happen.
So I'm walking past Bras and Things. I will generally like look up, around, left, down, whatever. I look like I'm having a seizure because I'm moving my head.
Yeah, that's
swiveling.
Way better than right? Just having, oh, yeah, there's a bra.
But I tell you
moving
what,
on with your life.
I'm not making eye contact with anyone sort of in or around that store, so that's
okay.
Fine.
Yeah.
I did look at the store as I walked past yesterday because they were changing the stock, right? And so there was a whole heap of empty shelves and it caught my eye because it was unusual.
So yeah.
I'm moving along with my crutch and clock Bras and Things and then look forward again because I realise, oh, God, I'm looking in Bras and Things and that's like one of the top three things that I can't do.
Yeah.
Cardinal sin.
Yeah.
So I then look forward again and immediately lock eyes with a woman walking the other way. She's probably 20-something, probably a foot taller than me.
Yeah.
And she goes, hey, babe, how you doing? And I was like, and you know, sometimes people say hi to us, you know, just in the wild.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so discombobulated because I've just, again, looked in Bras and Things, which I try not to do. And I've got a crutch in one arm and I'm hungry because I haven't got my Cheesy Mike scroll yet. And so I.
Oh no. What?
So I smile at her and go, hi. And she continues to walk past me with earbuds in her.
No!
In her ear because she's just called someone and they've just answered the phone. And she's sort of done a half check.
It hurts.
And I tell you, then right then and there, I wish I had two crutches because I needed them to help me keep standing up. My knees went out from under me and I just wanted the earth to swallow me up.
Oh, my God.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
Now, I want to chat about something that happened in the Ocean Grove community a couple of years ago. And I feel bad just bringing it up when, you know, some people are still grieving this and possibly going about their day and then it's just like, oh, turn on the radio and Loggy's talking about it.
Yeah,
you know what
okay.
I mean?
It's a bit of a trigger warning maybe.
Yeah, yeah. But I just thought it was actually really beautiful to mention because the beach stairs down at Colindina, out the front of Dawn Cafe there, they've been getting worked on for quite a while because they were kind of eroded away and there was some storm damage and stuff. So it's one of the main thoroughfares there that people in Colindina use to get down to the beach.
Sure.
And it's finally opened back up again. Great. And Wombie and I went for a walk the other day and I thought, you know what, yeah, I'll go down there and check out the new facilities, right? And it's been done up really well. Like it's like, you know that you can smell like new wood everywhere?
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, wow.
Good stairs.
Good stairs, good you know. Stairs. But as I was walking up, there was something that I always look out for. And there, very, very sadly, a 12-year-old girl by the name of Sienna passed away in 2023. Yeah. She was swimming with her friend, another young girl. They both got into trouble. The young friend was saved and she sadly, very sadly passed away. Yeah. And so obviously her loved ones put there was a little seat up into the, when you're walking up the path, there was a little seat there up onto the right-hand side and it said Sienna's seat, right? And so I always look at it and I give a little nod and think about her and her family every time I walk past, you know, and I think, oh, yeah, you know, I always kind of think to myself, oh, nice day to be at the beach, you know, Sienna, hopefully you're enjoying the surroundings today. Just something little in my head as I walk past, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, and then so when I walked up the steps, I noticed that the seat was gone and I was like, oh, my God, how could this happen?
Yeah, how could they take it away?
You know, dramatic me. It's like, okay, give it a second because you take another two steps forward and then you see on the left-hand side.
Oh, they've moved it over the other side.
They've made a new seat for her and they've put the plaque there again. Seat.
Nice.
And I just thought, I don't know whether that was something that, you know, family and friends of Sienna said, hey, we noticed you're doing these works and we want you to do this, or whether the council was just like, yep, we're going to do this.
Oh, surely they would have been like, this is absolutely what's
happening. But I just thought, oh. That is really beautiful and I'm so glad that they kept it and it's a really beautiful seat and a really beautiful part of Colindina to sit and just reflect and everything. So I just wanted to say I noticed the seat there and I'm so glad that the Sienna seat is still there in Ocean Grove.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggy say thanks.
You mentioned before, Tommy, a job you used to hold.
Yeah.
Way back in another life.
Assistant manager.
Yes. I want to come back to it in a second. Just hold that thought. Because over the weekend in the Ling household, we agreed to, with the kids, let's have a movie night. Like lots of families do with the kids. Let's
Letting them watch a movie.
Yes, there's this thing called television. Let's turn it on.
The Ling kids don't know.
You know, the old snuggle in on the couch, get the doona, some popcorn, all that sort of stuff. Make it nice and special. So beautiful. And then we turned on the TV. We pops up on the screen are all the streaming options that are available. You all know what they are. The big names are all there. Then we started the process of choosing a movie.
You've gone into it wrong.
Oh, my God. What did we go into it wrong? The yelling and the screaming.
Obviously.
Ruins a good night.
You're trying to do
something nice. Yeah.
Started with one of them wanted to watch the one of the latest Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movies. The vote was, I don't know, one versus two, whatever the vote was, but it then turned into a screaming match. The next one, Dodsy threw up this idea, what about Independence Day? The original one.
That's a great idea.
The aliens in that are a bit freaky.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. And that kid's turned against Dodsy as though it was the worst idea ever thrown up on Earth.
Such a good movie, aren't you, Dodsy?
So then one of them was like Transformers 4.
No.
Like, the first couple were all right. Mm. Nah, I'm not continuing on with the Transformers. One of them said the original Jumanji.
Another good one.
Robin Williams. Yes. Great movie. Nah, somebody else. Jed just started yelling and screaming and stormed out.
Cool.
Actually walked off. Cool. Henry wanted Cool Runnings.
Another top film. Great. So many.
Except that we have watched it recently. I can't rewatch it. Everything like that. But it turned so vicious and took so long. And the yelling and the screaming and the full-blown tantrums. Do you know why? Because they're in the safety of their own house.
Yeah.
Okay. They don't care how much noise they make. Mm. They don't care how much they yell and scream because nobody's watching.
You're doing a good job as a parent. They feel safe and comfortable too.
Great parenting. Thanks for the silver lining there. What I'm suggesting, Tommy, is in the Blockbuster days, Blockbuster Video, or the Video Easy down in Geelong West on the corner of Shannon Avenue and Oliver Street. Like that's those sorts of days where you had to go down there. Kids couldn't fully act like this. They couldn't
freak out,
fully
scream.
Because
have you not been around children?
Oh, but they hold a bit back because they are a little bit aware
in public.
Of, there's another adult there.
Okay.
So it created an environment where they had to at least finally agree on which video they would then select and take up to assistant manager Tom Lewis.
Sam.
Yeah, to get the...
RSM.
That's what was on your badge.
Yeah. ASSM.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So what I am
suggesting... You don't know what the M stands for, though.
Yeah, I do.
I don't want to know.
Yeah.
What I'm suggesting, Tommy, is we can't go back to the old VCR days.
Yeah. No.
But let's scrap all streaming streaming options.
Okay.
And you have to go into a Blockbuster-like store...
Yeah.
But the digital things are there.
Right, to pick.
To pick because it will control the kids from being little S-H-I-T-S.
No,
a public forum.
A public forum.
What you do is you sit them down and say, we're going to watch a movie called The Ring. It's really good. And then they'll never trust you again.
Arnie Lobby stars in it.
Scare the hell out.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
Have you guys organised your funeral yet?
No.
No.
Scary thing to ask, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, like, you know, I mean, at what age is it kind of like, oh, yeah, we'll start thinking of that
Settle
stuff.
Down. We're not that old.
I was just saying. You know, it'd be nice for you both organise that for your children.
Do you find this threatening
at
all?
I don't have to worry about it.
Oh, mate, this is like the least threatening thing she said to me just today.
No, but I bring it up because as I was driving home last week from work, as I was driving down to the Ballerine, on the corner of Ormond Road and Boundary Road there, there's a little funeral home on the corner.
Near the cemetery.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
right next to the cemetery. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it kind of makes sense, doesn't it? It's sort of like when you get a police station next to a courthouse, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of like, oh, yeah.
Do you know what's across the road too?
What?
A headstone shop.
Yeah. Yes. Mm. Right? That's smart town planning. That's city planning, right?
Well, no, I think that's just business.
Oh, really? Okay, nice. Sort of anyway.
It's like, okay, so down
there
the
is a flower shop down the road as well.
It's like, yeah, exactly, right?
Yeah.
It's like down the waterfront, you can buy fish and chips. Makes sense. Near the water.
Yes, yeah, see, people are smart. Anyway, I was driving past there and, you know, and I, because I do drive that way home and drive past the cemetery and that, sometimes I get involved in the procession, you know, unwillingly, but I'm sort of, I'm there. And
yeah, you told me about this before.
There's been times where I've been like, why is everyone driving so slow?
And then
I'm like, oh, everyone's got their lights on. Oh, damn, I'm in the, okay.
Do you ever turn your lights on to feel
a part of it? Absolutely not, because I think someone would be like, who is that? They're not invited. Who the hell is that? Right?
Secret lover.
Well, it's the look of me. But I did see something at the funeral home and I thought, I didn't realise that was an option.
Yeah.
So it was like a horse and carriage.
Yeah.
But it was black.
Yeah.
And it had the casket. Whew, almost said something. Casket inside. And it was like a black with a horse and everything. And I was like... It looks amazing. It looks like, you know, something Maleficent would have at her funeral.
Emo Cinderella.
Yes. And I thought, wow. Now, do I have to book that beforehand or can I write that down?
You can just write it down.
Just write it down?
Jimmy will know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, you know, a bit, I like that.
You want a horse and carriage. You want to hold up traffic for everyone.
It is my day and I will.
Didn't they, you know, the horse and carriages that used to roll around the city in Melbourne, wasn't there some sort of unpleasantness?
No, yeah,
there?
It is unpleasant. And I don't like that. I would get, no.
It's okay for you, isn't it?
Okay, do you know why?
It's okay for you.
Yeah, it is. And do you know why?
Why?
Because I've got friends with horses.
Okay, so what Log wants to do, right? Log wants wild horses. So she wants us to tie... tie the casket to some wild horses and just let them run free and let them decide where she ends up.
Like a billy cart through the streets.
Yeah. Or what's that elephant doing?
Like wakeboarding down Ormond Road.
Tom and Loggy, that was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.